exactly what we do. We stand in awe. The majesty, the beauty, the holiness, the wonder of our God. Let's bow before Him, Heavenly Father.
Padre Celestial,
we come in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
En el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor,
we bow before you.
Nos inclinamos delante
we
de ti.
Ask that you be exalted.
Pedimos que seas exaltado
here,
aquí,
this morning,
esta mañana,
right now,
ahorita mismo,
in our hearts,
en nuestros corazones,
our lives, our
vidas,
minds,
nuestras mentes,
our souls, our
almas,
bodies,
nuestros cuerpos.
You taking your place,
tú tomando tu lugar,
preeminent place,
un lugar de preeminencia.
You are true king,
tú eres un rey verdadero,
and we are your subjects.
Y somos tus súbditos.
We bow before you, Father.
Nos inclinamos delante de ti, Padre.
Take your place,
toma
over us,
tu
our
lugar
thoughts,
sobre nosotros,
our beings,
nuestras almas, nuestros seres.
So I'm asking now, whatever we're going through in this life,
como quiera que sea, donde quiera que vayamos en esta vida, pido,
what are any kind of trouble or pain,
dolor, o problema, sufrimiento,
trials,
pruebas,
let your kingdom come over that,
que tu reino venga sobre de ello.
As you have so many of your children in times past,
tantos de tus hijos en tiempo pasado.
In the ancient of days, you had people.
En los días antiguos tú tienes gente, tenías.
That your word, that you spoke to them would take precedence over every trial of life.
Tu palabra que tú hablaste a ellos tenía precedencia sobre todo.
And prove
y probado
to the rest of the world,
al resto del mundo.
Through these few,
a través de estos cuantos,
that your word is true.
Que tu palabra es verdad.
It is life.
Y es vida.
It transcends everything, every trouble.
Trascende todo, cualquier cosa, cualquier problema.
It takes over.
Toma control de ello.
Manifests itself.
Se manifiesta ella misma.
It is true life.
Verdadera vida.
True life.
Verdadera vida.
Even now, Lord, we meet with you under
ahorita,
the blood,
Señor,
of your Son, our
venimos
Lord
a ti,
Jesus,
bajo la sangre de tu Hijo, el Señor Jesús.
And ask that true life permeate every fiber of our beings.
Y pedimos que esa esté en nuestras vidas, que vibre en cada uno de nosotros.
We ask in Jesus' name.
Pedimos en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen. 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 God bless you.
Que les bendiga. Amen.
You may, yeah, thank you. You may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
All is well, right?
Todo está bien, ¿correcto?
Okay. You okay, brother? Oh, okay. What's our subject been?
¿Qué ha sido nuestro tema?
Why was the seven seals sealed?
¿Qué estaba el séptimo sello sellado?
So we talked about redemption.
Hablamos de redención.
And again, I was hopefully that you know some of the young people.
Espero que alguna de la gente joven.
So important that they understand these things.
Tan importante que ellos entiendan estas cosas.
Redemption.
Redención.
Is so much more than the cross.
Es más que tan solo la cruz.
The life that was when Jesus hung there and.
Vida donde Jesús estaba ahí colgado.
The spear pierced his side and out came blood and water.
Le abrieron con una lanza y salió agua y sangre.
Okay, out came the day of Pentecost.
Y vino el día de Pentecostés.
And his word.
Y su palabra.
Taking his children all the way through to the end time.
Tomando a todos sus hijos a través de todo el tiempo hasta el tiempo final.
The word will take him back.
Para
to what
regreso.
His plans were in Genesis chapter 1, so that has to come back,
so
because that was his original plan.
Ese era su plan original.
So then we
entonces,
started
empezamos.
What did his blood do in that redemption?
En esa redención.
And again, I could ask each one of you the question.
Puedo hacer la pregunta. Cada uno de ustedes la pregunta.
What does it mean when you say I'm under the blood?
¿Qué significa cuando usted dice yo estoy bajo la
that
sangre?
The blood covers me, that I am secure
me cubre,
in Christ.
Que estoy seguro en Cristo.
What does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso?
Does it mean simply,
quiere decir simplemente,
Jesus died on the cross and
Jesucristo
I believe
murió
that?
En la cruz. Creo yo eso.
He took my sins,
tomó mis pecados,
nailed them to the cross,
y lo clavaron en la cruz.
That's true, absolutely.
Eso es verdad, absolutamente.
Is there more to it? Is the question.
Ahí hay más a ello, okay. Esa es la pregunta.
And that's what we want to answer.
Y es lo que queremos responder.
So over the years,
a través de los años,
I've done several Bible studies.
He hecho muchos estudios de Biblia.
And all week this has been weighing heavy on me.
Toda la semana esto ha estado sobre mí un poco pesado.
We must understand
tenemos que entender
that the blood
que la sangre
is the life of God.
Es la vida de Dios.
It's the light of God.
La vida
it's
de
the
Dios.
Word of God.
Es la palabra de Dios.
So I don't think we will truly understand
no,
this
creo
message
que verdaderamente entendimos este mensaje
of the hour
de la hora
until we understand
hasta
that.
Que entendamos eso.
So, I thought, the Lord just the last few days just keep giving me
Señor,
more and more things.
Los últimos días el Señor me está dando más y más y más
so
cosas.
I thought, let's go back so, and do an old-fashioned Bible study for those of you
atrás,
who have done this with
vieja,
me. This is just a few scriptures. This is not complete.
No está completo.
But it lays out the foundation and
pero
it also lays out the pattern.
Y también el patrón.
Okay, what is the blood?
¿Qué es la sangre?
Now, we go back to the Passover.
La Pascua.
And on the night of Passover,
en la noche de la Pascua,
they had a literal lamb.
Tenían un cordero literal.
They chose the literal lamb. They looked at it.
Lo miraron,
they touched it. They felt
tocaron,
it. They laid their hands on it.
Y pusieron sus manos sobre el cordero.
Okay, they killed it.
Y lo mataron.
Now,
ahora,
we're so far removed from our food sources, you know,
estamos
that we don't have
lejos
any
de nuestros recursos de comida que
revelation anymore that something
más,
had
algo,
to die so that we
tiene
could live.
Que morir para que nosotros podamos vivir.
We go to the grocery store
vamos
and pick
a la
up our
y
chicken or whatever, and we don't even
pollo,
think about it. It's just there.
Ni siquiera pensamos,
just
tan solo está ahí.
So
entonces,
I can't imagine what it was that night
era esa noche,
when each family had to choose
tenía que,
a little lamb.
Sacrificar un pequeño cordero.
They had to kill that lamb.
Tenía que matarlo.
David can't even kill his chickens.
Ni siquiera podemos matar pollos,
you know, I couldn't either. I would
yo tampoco
have a hard time. You know, Jesse and I were in Africa.
Estamos en África, Jesse y yo.
Somebody comes on a taxi, which is a motorcycle.
Alguien viene en un taxi,
and
lo cual es una
if you're special, they bring a chicken.
Y si usted es especial, le traen una
okay
gallina.
And this chicken's squawking around the house.
Y esta gallina está cuacando.
Next thing you know, it's on your plate and you're eating it. And
la próxima cosa que tú sabes, estás
so
en el plato y te la estás comiendo.
The ladies
so miramos
bring
a las damas
its neck and
traernos.
Take a knife and cut its head off. And, I mean, it's just a
whole
different kind of.
Una navaja y
you mean this doesn't
diferente
just come from the grocery store and a nice,
viene,
clean, white, sanitized package? And
de la tienda,
you know,
limpio, sanitado, y todo limpio.
You know, when you fry chicken in the pan, do you see any blood? No.
Cuando usted fríe
it's all sanitized, nice
pollo,
and clean and neat.
En sartén, ¿trae sangre? No, trae sangre.
So,
entonces,
that night,
esa noche,
they knew that the angel of death was in the land and they heard the screams.
El ángel de la muerte estaba en la tierra.
And there was literal
ella,
blood in a basin of some kind,
carne literal,
drained
en
from
el
the life
sótano,
of that little lamb.
De la sangre de este pequeño cordero.
And they took up some hyssop weave, physical things. Everything was physical,
cosas
right?
Todo es físico, ¿correcto?
Okay, and all of their senses were
todos
involved there.
Estaban envuelto en esto.
And so,
y entonces,
They took that lamb, took the hyssop,
ese cordero,
put it on a physical doorway,
y lo pusieron en la puerta
top
física,
and the sides of their
doorpost.
And they went inside and heard the screams of death
y
outside.
Entraron adentro y ellos
llamaron, and know that little lamb,
el
blood,
de la gente afuera. Ellos sabían que esa sangre, okay, del cordero los protegía.
Was their token to safety and token
era su señal
to
de
be
ellos
delivered.
Para ser liberado.
What an amazing thing. So here comes the New Testament,
el Nuevo Testamento,
and Jesus
Jesús
is trying to wean them from physical things,
tratando de ganárselos de cosas físicas, sacarlos,
okay,
de cosas
from
físicas,
the things of external sight, external
cosas de cosas
faith,
externas, fe externa.
Took them to the internal matters of the heart,
a los asuntos
and then
internos,
into the Word of God in the third pole. Okay, and from the external, internal to the eternal.
So hacia lo interno, hacia
there's
interno,
that trail
esa
of life
de vida
that God takes each one of us.
Que Dios nos toma, okay, todos, cada uno de nosotros, correcto?
So we all have to go on that same journey.
Tenemos que ir a través de esa misma jornada, todos.
But here in,
pero aquí,
in the blood,
en la sangre,
if we don't really... This is, I think this is one of the most crucial revelations for
creo
us to progress.
Más para
I
nosotros
really do not think we'll understand the message
creo
at all
no
without this.
Para nada, si no
the
esto
word is the blood.
La palabra, okay, es la sangre. ¿Está bien?
The blood is the word.
La palabra, okay, es la sangre. ¿Está bien?
If I say I'm under the blood, then
si
I have to say I'm
sangre,
under the life of the word.
Entonces yo tengo que decir que estoy bajo la vida de la, okay, palabra. ¿Está bien?
And then
y entonces,
we can keep going. Let's say, how do I understand the rapture? How do I understand? It's all based on the blood of Jesus Christ.
En la sangre de Jesús,
okay?
¿Está bien?
So we're not looking at anything else.
No
we're looking at
nada
the
más
offering of our Lord Jesus.
La ofrenda de nuestro Señor Jesús,
and what that has done and is doing and still doing for us to this day.
Por nosotros en este día.
So I got a few scriptures just this morning.
Esta mañana.
To give us an outline. Let's do an old-fashioned Bible study.
Una idea.
We won't get to those notes again.
No entraremos en esas notas. Yeah.
Okay, you got your Bibles.
Tienen sus Biblias.
Everybody have a Bible
todos
or a phone
Biblias
or something.
O
so
teléfono,
let's just do some basic principles here. We're going to start
principios básicos. Vamos a
in the book of Genesis.
En el libro de Génesis.
Well, we could start with Abel. But you know that, and we don't need to. And again, this is sort of not complete and not meant to be complete, but an outline, okay? An outline to understand what is the really blood. When I say I'm under the blood, what does that mean? Okay, and even with this, I say, okay, the blood is the word.
La sangre es la palabra.
Okay, well,
bueno.
The word is in different forms, isn't it?
Bueno, la palabra es en una forma diferente, ¿no es
we
así?
Have the written word.
Tenemos la palabra escrita.
Okay. Then
entonces,
we have 1962. The message, spoken word, is the original seed.
La palabra hablada es la semilla original.
Well, what exactly does that mean?
¿Qué significa eso exactamente?
It's not the written word as the
la palabra escrita
original seed. The written word came after.
La palabra escrita vino después.
So what about that spoken word?
¿Qué acerca de esa palabra hablada?
God spoke and said,
Dios habló y dijo,
let there be.
Deja que sea.
When the word became flesh,
cuando la palabra llegó a ser
and
carne,
it was spoken,
y era hablada, y fue hablada.
Okay, let's,
fíjense, escuche.
Let's just reduce this real quick. Vamos life a, happens.
Vida pasa.
Is that true?
¿Es eso verdad?
When the spoken word of God comes
palabra,
and people hear that, see and recognize that spoken word, life
mira
happens.
Esa,
as in Genesis, as
esto,
in Matthew, Mark, Luke,
atrás,
John.
Genesis,
okay.
Con todos, Lucas,
life happens. So when also
también,
death can't be in the presence of that spoken word.
La muerte puede estar también en esa,
Jesus never went
hablada
to a funeral.
Jesús nunca fue a un funeral.
Correct.
Correcto.
Okay. Where there was life,
donde había vida,
overpowered everything, so that life has power over things.
Todo, so, la vida tiene poder sobre todo.
So we have the, and then we have the manifested word,
entonces, tenemos la palabra
which is light,
¿A cuál es la vida?
So we have to take all of these things. If we say the blood is the word, then the blood is the
la sangre,
life
vida,
of the written word,
de la palabra escrita,
life of the spoken word.
De la palabra hablada,
it's
también
the life of the manifested
la vida
word.
De la palabra manifestada.
Are you with me? Okay. Genesis chapter 9.
Genesis 9.
Take a few verses here. Okay, we're in the days of Noah.
Estamos en los días de Noé.
And Noah's done with coming out of the ark.
Saliendo del arca Noé.
Let's start with verse 1.
Vamos a comenzar con el versículo 1.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful
y a sus hijos
and multiply
y
and replenish the earth.
Llenar la tierra.
Life is there, life is in them, life will continue.
La vida continúa, la vida está ahí.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
And the fear of you,
y el temor,
Genesis
y el miedo,
1, 26 and 28, they're supposed
1, 26,
to have dominion.
29. Ahí okay. Donde se perdió el dominio.
This is their position. God
es
wanted them to be the fear of you, and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth.
Estará sobre todo animal de la tierra.
Upon every fowl of the air.
Sobre toda ave de los cielos.
Upon all that moveth upon the earth, and all the fishes of the sea,
y todos los peces del mar,
into your hand they shall be delivered.
Y vuestras manos son entregados.
Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you.
Todo lo que se mueve y vive será carne para usted.
Okay. Now that changes.
Ahora eso cambia.
From Genesis 1. Was, because Genesis 1 was every herb.
No,
okay.
Hierbas.
So it's totally different now
totalmente
because of this
ahora
is after the fall.
Porque esto es después de la caída.
And redemption.
Redención.
It's beginning.
Es su principio.
Every moving thing that lives shall be meat for you, even as the green herb have I given you all things.
Así como las legumbres y plantas verdes, os lo he dado todo.
So now they're eating things that have
cosas
the life, the blood.
Que tienen vida, sangre.
So read verse 4 with me.
Lea el versículo 4 conmigo.
Okay, but the flesh with the life thereof, which is the blood thereof, shall not eat. And let's go to verse 5.
Vas al versículo 5 también.
Surely your blood of your lives will I require at the hand of every beast, will I require it at the hand of the man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require. Okay, because the life is in the blood.
Porque la vida está en la sangre. Pero cada vida que es su sangre, lo comeréis. Porque ciertamente demandaré la sangre de vuestra vida de mano de todo animal.
It has to be more than chemistry.
Tiene que ser más que química.
Of the blood itself.
De la sangre misma.
Even that was sufficient on
eso era
the night of the Passover.
En la noche de la Pascua.
He's saying a precedent. You have to look beyond the physical chemistry of the blood itself.
Cosa física de la sangre misma.
So if we were depending on the literal blood that was in the body of the Lord Jesus, okay, it would have been gone, you know, centuries, we would have no hope. Correct? So it is not the chemistry, but it is the life that is in the chemistry. And somehow that life is extended to you and I because there is no more chemistry. Making sense now? Okay, let's go to the book of Leviticus. And it expounds on this a little more. And we'll go to verse 10.
Versículo 10.
Leviticus 17. Chapter 10, no, excuse me, 17, Leviticus 17, and let's start with 10.
Vamos a comenzar con el 10.
All right, what's our subject?
¿Cuál es nuestro tema?
The blood.
La sangre.
Okay, why were the seals sealed?
Porque los sellos estaban
sellados. Where does blood end there?
Porque está la sangre.
Without
ahí,
the blood of the lamb, the seals could not be opened.
Estos no pudieron haber sido
it abiertos. Took a bloody lamb to redeem us
tomó
back to
un
God.
Cordero ensangrentado para
and the blood of that life, that blood is still working
sangre,
in you and I. It's the most
vida,
precious thing.
Es lo más precioso para
but
con
what
nosotros.
Is it?
Bueno, ¿qué es?
Verse 10.
Versículo 10.
And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel or of the strangers that sojourn among you,
Y cualquier varón de la casa de Israel o de los extranjeros que moran entre ellos.
Okay, that eateth any manner of blood.
Comiera alguna sangre.
Look at this.
Mire usted esto.
I will set my face against that soul that eats blood.
Rostro contra la persona que comiere sangre.
And I will cut him off from among the people.
Y la cortaré de entre su pueblo.
Okay, so you go to any
usted va a cualquier
conservative Jewish place and everything is kosher. It has to be bled a certain way. Take it very serious to this
lugar
day.
Conservativo judío, y okay. Todo es físico.
So we were out visiting Mary Zand at a Jewish
estamos
community.
Visitando a
Orthodox Jews. Take me out
Mary.
For a steak. This kosher isn't as good. They're kosher steak. She didn't like
esta
it.
Cultura de ellos. Llévame un lugar de carne.
Okay, verse 11.
Versículo 11.
God will turn his face against anybody that eats blood. Why? For the what
¿Por
is
qué? Porque
the
Dios
life
esto.
Of
Porque
the
la
flesh
vida de
is
la carne,
in the blood.
En la sangre está.
And I have given it to you upon the altar. Now here we go.
Ahora, aquí está.
So now this life
sobre el altar. Ahora
of
esta
this
vida,
blood
o esta sangre,
okay, is for an atonement.
Es para una expiación.
Excuse me? The blood of the animals.
La sangre de los animales, dice
but
el hermano de Rey,
what
pero
the point here he's making, I think,
que
is important
haciendo,
us to see. It's more than just the blood.
Que es más que la sangre.
There's a life that is
está
given for you for an atonement. Okay?
Por expiación.
So we're talking life.
Estamos hablando vida.
So when you're talking, the, I'm covered by the blood, I'm covered by the
estás
life.
Diciendo, estoy cubierto.
Now, that's exactly what Brother Branham preached in the token. What is the token? The Holy Ghost, the life of God, right? So here it is, and here it is Scripture. So everything we have is perfectly Scripture. For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
En la sangre está.
Verse 11 again, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for
Dios
your souls.
Le he dado para hacer expiación sobre el altar por vuestras almas.
It is the blood that makes an atonement for the souls.
Que hará expiación por la persona.
Therefore I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you
por tanto, dicho a los hijos de Israel, ninguna
shall
persona
eat blood,
de vosotros comerá
neither
sangre,
shall any stranger that sojourns among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel or the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth a beast or fowl that may be eaten,
que sea de comer,
he shall pour out the blood thereof and cover it with
y la
dust.
Cubrirá con tierra.
For it is the life
Porque
of
la
the
vida
flesh,
de toda carne,
the blood. The blood of it.
La sangre de ella.
Now this is important. The
ahora,
blood
es importante.
Of it is for the life of it.
En su sangre, por tanto, dicho los Israel.
The blood is for the life.
La sangre es por la vida.
Therefore I said unto the children of Israel,
por tanto,
you shall eat the
Israel,
blood no manner of flesh.
No comer la sangre de ninguna carne.
For the life of all flesh is
la vida
the blood.
De toda carne. Su sangre.
And whosoever eat it shall be cut off.
Que la comiere será cortado.
So it's the life
so es la vida
in the blood,
en la sangre.
And that is coming to make an atonement.
Y eso viene a ser expiación.
Now Moses,
para Moisés,
let's go to the book of Exodus now.
Vamos a Exodus ahora.
And let's go to chapter 24.
Y vamos al capítulo 24.
And Moses
y Moisés,
is up there and he's getting
está
the covenant ahí, from God.
Y está recibiendo un pacto de Dios.
All right.
Está bien.
So,
entonces,
Exodus,
Éxodo,
and I want to start at verse 3.
Y quiero comenzar en el versículo 3.
Okay.
Está bien.
Because it has everything to do
pero tiene todo que ver
with people
con gente
promising obedience
prometiendo obediencia
to the word.
A la palabra.
Can I say that again?
¿Puedo decir eso una vez más?
He read the covenant,
el leyó el pacto,
the law.
La ley.
They said, we will obey.
Ellos dijeron
they
que
said,
lo
fine, I'm going to take blood,
está bien, voy a tomar
and I'm
sangre.
Going to sprinkle you because your
voy
confession was, you will obey what,
tú dices que
what
tú
God said.
Vas a obedecer lo que Dios dijo.
So we're seeing where the
estamos
traveling of the blood. Are you with me?
La, el viaje de la sangre.
Okay.
¿Está usted con ellos,
Exodus 24.
Exodus 24.
And verse 3, and Moses came and told all the people the words of the Lord.
Moisés vino y contó al pueblo todas las palabras de Jehová.
And all the judgments.
Y todas las leyes.
And all the people answered with one voice
una voz,
and said, dijo, all the words which the Lord has said we will
todas
do.
Las palabras que Jehová ha dicho,
well, that's important. They made a confession.
Hicieron una confesión.
What did they make? A confession of obedience. God has spoken.
Dios ha hablado.
So they recognized authority. Remember where we were a few weeks ago?
Estamos un par de semanas atrás.
When Eve fell, she lost.
Cuando Eva cayó,
she
ella
accepted
perdió,
another authority, and it's been in death in the life of humanity ever since.
Aquí, en humanidad,
so God is establishing.
So Dios está estableciendo.
It's my authority, my
es
word,
mi autoridad, es mi
not
palabra,
to be argued with.
No para que
it's
sea
my word, and my word has its
es mi palabra,
place.
Mi
and they said, we will hear it,
lugar.
We will listen to it, we will obey it.
Y haremos todas las palabras que Jehová ha dicho.
Verse
4. Versículo 4.
And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord and rose up early in the morning and builded an altar under the hill. Isn't this interesting? 12 pillars.
Y 12 columnas.
According to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Las 12 tribus de Israel.
And he sent young men of the children of Israel, which
jóvenes de los hijos de Israel,
offered burnt offerings,
los cuales ofrecieron holocaustos,
and sacrificed peace offerings
y becerros como sacrificios,
of oxen unto the Lord.
Al Señor,
and Moses
como sacrificio de paz a Jehová,
took
Moses
half of the blood
tomó la mitad de la sangre,
and put it in basins,
y la puso en tazones,
and half of the blood
y esparció la otra mitad
he
de la
sprinkled
sangre
upon the altar.
Sobre el altar.
And here's the 7 and 8, okay?
Es 7 y 8, ¿está bien?
And he took the book of the covenant,
y tomó el libro del pacto,
okay?
¿Está bien?
And read it in the audience of the people.
Lo leyó a oídos del pueblo.
And they said, all that the Lord has said
el cual
we
dijo,
will do,
haremos todas las cosas que Jehová ha dicho,
and be obedient.
Obedeceremos.
Now, how ahora many remember when we've done word studies and Bible studies on the word obey? What does the word obey mean?
¿Qué obedecer significa? ¿Cuántos han estado en
do you remember? Two words.
Dos palabras.
Excuse me, Nate. There you go.
Escuchar y venir bajo de
that's
ello.
What obey really is in the
es
Greek.
Lo que obedecer realmente es en el griego.
Okay. The word obey
la palabra obedecer
means to hear.
Quiere decir escuchar.
It's a two-part meaning, hear
es
and under.
Un doble entendimiento. Escuchar so, y estar bajo de ello.
That's huge.
Eso es grande.
Because
porque
it shows the Spirit of God is involved with your obedience.
Envuelto con la obediencia de usted.
It's not just hear.
Es no tan solo escuchar.
Anybody can hear.
Cualquiera puede escuchar.
But if something doesn't work in your heart to
pero
bring
no
you under obedience or to underneath the authority of what you just heard,
la autoridad que usted acaba de escuchar,
then you really didn't hear.
Usted realmente, si
does that
no
make
hace,
sense?
Entonces, usted no escuchó.
So there's an interaction of the Spirit of God there when you say, I obey.
Dice, yo obedezco.
Daniel, is this making sense?
¿Tiene esto sentido?
This is so important. Take this to Kenya. Take this to the people.
Kenya,
take this
llévaselo
to Mexico. These people need to
esta
understand these things.
Necesita entender esto.
So they said, we ellos will dicen, hear and come under this.
Y estaremos bajo
they
de
said,
esto.
This is the authority of
esta
God.
Es la autoridad de Dios.
It's more important than
es
my thoughts,
importante que mis pensamientos,
his thoughts.
Sus pensamientos.
Okay, so there's a kingdom being so established.
Ahí hay un reino está siendo establecido.
Okay, we're kingdom people.
Somos
right?
Gente de reino, correcto?
We hear and we come
escuchamos
under.
Y venimos a estar bajo de ello.
Okay, so that's the word obey.
Esa es la palabra obedecer.
Because they said that twice
ellos
now,
dicen, dos veces,
twice they said that what he said we will do.
Lo dijeron,
and he said it again in verse 7, and we will do and we will be obedient.
Haremos y seremos obedientes.
Okay, Moses did this.
Moisés hizo esto.
After their confession,
después de su confesión,
Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people.
Moisés tomó la sangre y la roció sobre el pueblo.
Okay, the blood goes to the people.
La sangre va a la gente.
Okay, there's life coming upon you.
Hay vida viniendo sobre
and you
usted
need this life coming upon you to come under the word.
Para que usted pueda estar bajo
making
la palabra.
Sense, John?
¿Tiene sentido esto, Juan?
Okay. Behold the blood of the covenant which the Lord hath made you concerning all of these words. concerning all of the words. So the blood is absolutely connected to the word, and their confession of hearing and coming under, and the authority of the word over them. Okay? And he sprinkles the people. However, I find it incredibly interesting, Paul refers to this scripture in the book of Hebrews, and there's more that Paul received by the revelation of God. So let's go to Hebrews chapter 9.
Vamos a Hebreos capítulo 9.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
He's referring to this
because
he's talking, Hebrews 9 is all about the blood covenant.
Hebreo 9 es todo
under
de
the
la sangre
blood
del
covenant of our Lord Jesus.
Del pacto de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Okay. Why am I going over this? All of you that have kids in school,
que tienen niños en la escuela,
kids going to out in the world, they hear all around them every day in Christian school, Jesus died on the cross. That's wonderful. Nothing can be taken away from that. It's just that they stop there and don't continue with the life of the blood. When I say I'm under the blood, I need to say that with revelation in this day. You with me? The bride needs to say that with revelation, that she knows what the blood is. She knows to know exactly what she's under, and that she is safe in Jesus Christ. John, does that make sense? We need to know. When I say I'm under the blood, I need to know what the revelation of what that blood is. So Hebrews is talking about Jesus. And he's talking him, him becoming the mediator of a New Testament.
El mediador del testamento.
And we've gone through so much of this, but we're going to start at verse 15 today.
Vamos a comenzar en el versículo 15.
Okay.
9:15.
Hebrews 9, and we're going to go at verse 15.
Y bueno, vamos a ir al versículo 15.
9. 15. For this cause.
Así que por eso,
of what Jesus is doing,
lo que Jesús está
cleansing
haciendo, limpiando
our spirit,
nuestro espíritu,
purging our conscience. Here's where we're going to go back to.
Aquí es donde
this
vamos
is
a
the critical thing. This es is why the seals are covered. Okay.
Los sellos estaban cubiertos.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of a new covenant.
Así que por eso es mediador de un nuevo pacto.
Jesus.
Jesús.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Jesus,
Jesus
is the mediator of his covenant.
Mediador de este nuevo pacto.
Okay, but
pero,
we can't leave him hanging on the cross
no podemos dejarlo ahí, colgado en
because
la cruz.
He can't release anything of that covenant until he is fully dead.
Porque él no puede
right?
soltar todo lo demás hasta que él esté completamente
okay.
muerto.
And for this cause, he is the mediator
causa,
of a New Testament that by means
pacto,
of death,
para que interviniendo muerte,
for the redemption, the bringing back
para la remisión,
to their original condition, the transgressions that were under the First Testament,
bajo el Nuevo Testamento,
they which are called
los llamados,
might receive the promise of eternal
la promesa de
oh,
la
look
herencia
at this.
Eterna. Oh, mira esto.
Inheritance.
Herencia.
His blood
su sangre
brings the life of everything God has for me to me.
Dios tiene para mí.
And that can't happen.
Y eso no puede pasar.
So if I just leave him hanging on
si
the cross,
dejo ahí colgado en la cruz,
and if I just say he died on Calvary and that's good, I am missing out on everything that he did, died for.
Por lo cual él murió.
He died to bring you an inheritance.
Para traerme una herencia.
Okay?
¿Está bien?
They, okay, read that last phrase with me. They which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. So there's the blood. That's what it's doing today. Bringing us God's inheritance from our Heavenly Father to us. All right. You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
Okay, verse 16.
Versículo 16.
For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of a testator.
Porque donde hay testamento es necesario que intervenga muerte del testador.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
This is the New Testament. He had to die to bring it to us.
Tenía que morir para traerlo.
So we never, we always give glory to God that he suffered and died for me. We will never go, but we have to go, what did that accomplish?
¿Qué hizo? ¿Qué es eso lo que se logró? Nunca iremos a aquello.
Okay. If I cut it off, I am doing such a disservice for my Lord.
Tal cosa tan mala para con mi Señor. Un servicio que no requerido.
Verse 17.
Versículo 17.
For a testament is of force after a man is dead.
Porque el testamento con la muerte se confirma.
Otherwise... Okay.
De otra manera,
otherwise, it is of no strength at all
no es válido, entre tanto,
while the testator lives.
Que el testador vive.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Whereupon, neither the first testament was dedicated without blood.
Donde ni aún el primer pacto fue instituido sin sangre.
Now.
Ahora.
Here is aquí, where verse 19.
Versículo 19 es donde,
here is where he is quoting Exodus 24, verse 8.
Citando Exodus.
But by revelation, God shows him something.
Revelación, Dios mostrando algo.
Because
porque
in Exodus, the en account Exodus, given there, Moses takes the blood,
Moisés toma la sangre,
divides it, half of it is in a basin, half of it sprinkles the altar.
Y la mitad para el altar.
And then he takes the blood that is in the basin
y toma la
and sprinkles the people.
Y rocia la gente también.
But here Paul,
pero aquí Pablo,
by revelation of the Holy Spirit,
del Espíritu Santo,
sees something different.
Mira algo diferente,
not different, just
más
more to it.
Sino más a
let's
ello.
Read the verse 19.
Vamos a leer el versículo
read 19. It out loud with me.
Léalo usted conmigo.
For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people
de la ley, a todo
according
pueblo,
to the law,
tomó la sangre,
he took the blood of calves
de los becerros,
and of goats
y de los machos,
with cabros, water
con agua,
and scarlet
lana escarlata,
wool,
hisopo,
hyssop, sprinkled both. What did
mismo,
he sprinkle?
Que,
look at what he sprinkled.
¿Por qué?
He sprinkled the book.
El libro.
Isn't that interesting?
No, eso es interesante.
Why would he take blood
porque él tomaría
and sprinkle
sangre
the book?
Y roció el libro.
What book did he sprinkle?
Que el libro fue el que él roció.
Did he have a book?
¿Tenía un libro?
What did he have?
Que él tenía.
He had tablets.
Tenía tabletas.
What did he have?
No. ¿Qué tenías?
He had written, but was on a parchment paper what God had commanded.
Because this was lo que Dios había mandado. Tenía
this was
leyes
before.
Esto fue antes.
So why did he sprinkle blood on the written word of God?
Roció
okay.
Esto sobre la palabra escrita de Dios.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's so the blood is connected to the word.
Sangre está conectada a la palabra.
Are you with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
Always
todo el tiempo.
Because where is the life of God?
¿Dónde está la vida de Dios?
The words Jesus said,
que Jesús dijo,
always go back to John 6.
Todo el tiempo vaya de regreso.
You Juan must 16. Eat my flesh.
Tienes que comer mi carne.
You must drink my blood.
Beber mi sangre.
He says the flesh doesn't profit you anything. If
no,
you ate me and drank my literal blood,
no
it wouldn't do
ganancia.
Nothing for you.
No hace nada para usted.
What would do something for you?
Algo para usted.
The words that
las
I speak,
que yo hablo,
there is my spirit.
Ahí está mi espíritu.
There is my life.
Ahí está mi vida.
So there he's so saying
ahí él está diciendo,
the life
la vida
of his life
de su vida
is not in his literal blood.
No está en su sangre literal.
It's in his word.
Está en su palabra.
Clear?
Claro.
His life is in his word.
Vida está en su palabra.
So there Moses in
ahí,
type
Moses titula,
takes the blood of the lamb
toma la sangre del
and
cordero,
sprinkles the book
y rocía el libro,
and what else?
Y qué más?
The people.
La gente.
So their blood
la sangre
is on the
está
written, the spoken word of God at
la
that time.
Habla de Dios en ese tiempo,
takes it and sprinkles that and sprinkles
y me.
Y me so we are all connected under that blood, under the blood
sangre,
of the Lamb.
Bajo la sangre del cordero.
Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
Excuse me, what? There you go.
Ahí está.
It's always the life.
Es todo tiempo okay. La vida.
That's why they can't eat the blood, because of the life.
Es que no pueden comer la sangre,
right?
Por causa
it's
de la
the
vida,
life, the life, the life.
Es la vida, la vida, la vida.
So let's Entonces, take these
vamos a tomar
words.
Estas palabras,
life,
vida,
blood,
sangre,
life, life, vida.
Vida.
We have to take those words.
Tenemos que tomar
blood,
estas dos palabras.
Life,
sangre, vida.
Word.
Palabra.
Now let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
What we said, the word has different forms.
Que la palabra tiene diferentes
okay.
formas, dijimos.
Now, what forms does it have?
¿Qué
written
tiene?
Word,
escrita,
spoken word,
palabra hablada.
And
¿Y?
Yeah, spirit. But then what happens when that spirit comes into a body?
Manifiesta.
Manifested word.
Palabra manifestada.
Okay. And that's what is manifested word? Light.
¿Qué es, palabra manifestada?
So let's do
vida.
This.
Vamos a hacer esto.
Where is the blood? Am I under
la
the blood?
Estoy bajo la sangre.
Then I'm under his
Entonces,
word.
Estoy bajo su palabra.
Like they said, I have heard and came under it.
He escuchado y
Here
he
and come under.
Ello.
Okay?
Escuché y
Here
bajo
under.
Ello. Escuchar y estar bajo.
If you don't hear under your hearing
si usted no escucha y está
and
bajo,
don't come under it, then you haven't
usted
really heard it.
Y no está bajo de ello, entonces realmente no
okay.
ha usted escuchado.
So,
entonces,
blood, life, light, word, manifest.
Sangre, vida,
so,
palabra,
and we have done this so many times, but here we go see.
Aquí vamos a ver.
Let's go to chapter 10.
Vamos al capítulo 10.
Okay. Let's start with 12.
El capítulo 10 de Hebreos.
But this man, what 12. Man? Jesus.
Pero este hombre, ¿qué hombre?
After
Cristo.
He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever,
habiendo ofrecido una vez para siempre un solo sacrificio
sat
para los pecados,
down at the right hand of God.
Para siempre se ha sentado a la diestra de Dios.
It's perfect, it's complete,
está
it's done.
Está completo,
nothing
está
can
acabado.
Be added,
nada
nothing can
añadir,
be taken away from
puede
it.
Quitar de ello.
It's a perfect sacrifice.
Es un sacrificio perfecto.
From henceforth expecting,
de ahí en adelante esperando,
what is he expecting?
Que están esperando.
The effectiveness of his blood to accomplish in his children victory over the enemy
en sus hijos
and you to be
sus
overcomers.
Y tú, usted puede ser un vencedor.
Does that make you happy?
¿Le hace usted eso feliz?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Isn't that a beautiful phrase there?
¿No es una hermosa frase ahí?
From henceforth, verse 13,
versículo 13
expecting till his enemies be made a footstool.
Que sus enemigos
That's in his blood.
De sus pies. Eso es su sangre.
Now,
Ahora,
this written word sitting on a table,
escrita,
is that going to accomplish
no.
that?
¿Una mesa va a lograr eso?
This word has to come to life
tiene
inside
que
of somebody that has fighting with the enemy,
That's
and the enemy loses all of its power. Right?
Peleando, y el enemigo pierde todo su poder,
okay, and here's this glorious, glorious, glorious verse.
Este versículo glorioso, glorioso,
For by glorioso. One offering,
Porque por una ofrenda,
perfect,
perfecto.
Jesus on the cross,
Jesucristo
offering
en la cruz,
himself in obedience to his Father, presented his own blood to him.
Presentó su propia sangre a él.
That offering is perfect.
Esa ofrenda es perfecta.
For by one offering,
Porque por una sola ofrenda,
he hath perfected forever.
Él nos ha hecho perfectos
Done
para
deal.
Siempre.
Done deal.
Cosa
perfect.
Hecha y acabada. Perfecta.
Them which are constantly, continuously in a progressive
state. En una progresiva,
always being sanctified.
Todo el tiempo siendo santificado.
So what is he saying that?
¿Qué él está diciendo él ahí?
He takes those that are under the blood of
Toma
his son.
Que está bajo la sangre de su hijo.
Just like in the days of Moses,
Así como los días de Moisés,
they heard the word of God.
La palabra de Dios.
We hear the word of our day.
Escucharon la palabra
we come
de nuestro
under
día.
That word.
Venimos bajo esa palabra.
Okay, we
bien.
Hear and come under it.
Escuchamos y estamos bajo eso.
Now, how many people of this day have come under the word of this day?
¿Cuánta gente este día ha estado bajo
right,
el
John?
Mensaje de este día?
None.
¿Correcto?
Hardly.
Ninguno.
Very few.
Ninguno. Muy pocos.
Okay, them that are constantly being sanctified.
Aquellos están constantemente siendo santificados.
You're perfect.
Es perfecto,
but you're not being finished.
Pero no ha sido acabado.
You're perfect,
es perfecto,
but you have to lay in the presence of the
pero
Son.
Tiene que estar enfrente de la presencia
you're perfect
del Hijo.
Under the blood.
Usted está perfecto
you are sinless, spotless,
no tiene pecados,
but hey,
mancha, pero,
I'm still going to work and make you mature.
Todavía sigo trabajando y te voy a madurar.
Okay, so I just, the word is so perfect.
La
I love
palabra
it.
Es tan perfecta,
All right.
Está bien.
Therefore,
así que,
with those people,
con esa gente,
whereof the Holy Ghost is a witness, the Holy Spirit is a witness,
es un testigo.
For they also said,
porque después de haber dicho,
this is the covenant,
este es el pacto,
that I will make with them in those
con
days.
Ellos después de aquellos días.
I will put my laws in
pondré
their hearts
en sus corazones,
and in their minds will I write them. Okay?
¿Está bien?
Then,
y entonces,
verse 17,
versículo 17,
why does he say this here?
¿Por qué dice esto aquí?
And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Y nunca más me acordaré de sus pecados y transgresiones.
Okay?
No.
And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Y no recordaré sus pecados ni sus iniquidades.
Why does he say it there? Why doesn't he say, go forward in church and shake the hands of the pastor and receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you're done? Because this is the Word of God.
No, porque esta es la palabra de
this
Dios.
Is the covenant.
Este es el pacto.
What is the covenant?
¿Qué es el pacto?
It's the covenant of the blood of the Lamb.
Es el pacto de la sangre del cordero.
This is Jesus'
este es
covenant.
Jesús, el pacto de Jesús.
And Jesus said, this
Jesús
is what
dice,
I will do under
esto
my
es lo
covenant.
Que haré bajo mi pacto.
Are you under my blood?
¿Estás tú bajo mi sangre?
Then if you are,
entonces, si
I will be writing
sangre,
my word
mi
in your mind
en tu mente
and in your heart.
Y en tu corazón.
And there,
y ahí,
because I have done this,
he hecho esto,
your sins and iniquities will I remember
pecados,
no more.
Transgresiones, no recordaré no más.
Do you ever hear that anywhere else? Outside of this message, I'm saying.
Fuera de este mensaje mismo?
Okay.
¿Está bien?
What system? What church? See how they hold the people down.
Todo lo que
they only give them part.
La gente y solamente
they only give
parte.
Them a little fraction of what no, the Bible
una pequeña
talks about.
Fracción de lo que él habla acerca de.
So here
entonces,
we see,
aquí miramos,
this is the thing.
Esta es la cosa,
this is what Jesus said he would do with his blood.
Con su sangre.
The life,
la vida,
that life is going to be right in his word.
Va a estar escribiendo su palabra.
No pastor,
no pastor,
no ministry,
no ministro.
It's you and him.
Es usted y él.
He has to write it
él
in your heart.
Escribirla en el corazón de usted.
Parents, as much as you would love
padres,
to, you can't write it in your kids'
no
hearts.
Escribirla en los corazones de sus hijos. No pueden.
God has to do it.
Dios tiene que hacerlo.
It puts us all very in a helpless state at times before our God. Lord, they need something I can't do. They need something I can't give them. They only can receive what you give them, what you do. You have to write. Daniel, is this making sense? Okay. So you understand the life. Ask the people out in Africa and Kenya. What does it mean? Tell me.
¿Qué significa?
You say you're under the blood. What does that mean to you?
¿Qué significa eso?
Okay, and go through that. It has to be the Word of God.
Tiene que ser la,
and not only that, the spoken word,
la palabra hablada,
the written word,
la palabra escrita,
the manifested word.
Okay,
should we look at that? Let's look at another scripture.
Vamos a mirar otra escritura.
1 John.
Primera de Juan.
Chapter 1.
Uno.
Take this to Mexico. Take this to Kenya. Take this.
Toma esto a México, Kenya.
Okay, 1 John.
Primera de Juan.
Chapter 1.
Capítulo 1.
Let's start at verse 5.
Vamos a comenzar en el versículo 5.
This is the message which we have heard.
Este es el mensaje que hemos oído de él.
And declare unto you.
Dios anunciamos.
God is what?
Dios es qué?
Why didn't he say God is his word?
¿Por qué no dice que Dios es su palabra?
Why did he say God is light?
¿Por qué dice Dios es luz?
Huh?
¿Eh?
Because light is life.
Porque la luz es vida.
John chapter 1, right? Light is life. And life is the blood, the life of God. But that life has to manifest itself.
Tiene que ser manifestarse
go read the message of Shalom.
Y lea el mensaje Shalom.
And Brother Branham talks about light. He says it was just a word
vida,
until God spoke
una palabra,
it. And there was light, literally. There was the Logos, then there was the sun and the moon and the firmament. And then it became
entonces,
light is the spoken word made manifest.
Vida es la palabra manifestada.
Jesus was the light
Jesús
of the world.
Era la
is that
luz
what he
del
said?
No, eso es lo que
Jesus
dice.
Said, I Jesús am the
dice,
light, I am
luz,
the life.
Soy la luz.
Right?
Correcto.
Okay.
Está bien.
This is the message that
este
we have heard from him and declared to you that God is light.
Dios es luz.
He is God manifests himself
Dios manifestándose él
in
mismo.
Through his word.
A través de su palabra.
And in him there's no
y en
darkness,
él,
there's
no,
no death.
Hay tinieblas, no hay muerte.
Okay. Verse 6.
Versículo 6.
Okay, and if we say
y si decimos
that we have fellowship with
que tenemos
him
comunión con
and
él,
walk in darkness,
y andamos
we
en
lie
tinieblas, mentimos,
and do not the truth.
Y no practicamos la verdad.
Okay. Where's that? Oh, I'm under the blood.
Oh, estoy bajo la sangre.
Well,
bueno,
he manifested himself and he spoke.
Se
oh, I don't believe
habló.
It.
No
well, then you're a liar.
Entonces, tú eres un
see, John is pretty flat in his writings, isn't he?
Juan es
you're a liar. You're lying. You're not. You don't do the truth.
Tú no estás bajo okay. La verdad. Ese es Juan.
Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Read it out loud with me, would you?
Usted conmigo.
But if we walk in the light,
si andamos en luz,
as he is in the light,
está en luz,
we have fellowship one with
unos con otros.
Okay, and what?
¿Y qué?
The blood of Jesus Christ, his
Hijo,
Son, cleanses us.
Nos limpia de todo pecado.
So where is the blood?
So, ¿dónde está la sangre?
Where is the life of the blood?
¿Dónde está la vida de la sangre?
And why does he say this here, John?
Diciendo esto aquí, Juan?
Why does he say this here? Why is it if I walk in the light, I'm
si
under the blood?
En la luz, estoy bajo la sangre.
If I walk in God's
si
manifestation
en Dios,
of his light, I'm under his
luz,
blood. Is that what he just
sangre.
Wrote?
No es lo que huh? Él acaba de escribir.
Where do you hear that?
¿Dónde tú escuchaste eso?
Do you hear that in any system or the the harlot sitting on people?
No es la ramera sentada.
Let's
en la
read
gente.
It one more time.
Vamos a leerlo una
but
vez
if
más.
We walk in the
pero
light,
si
as he
luz,
is in the light,
él está en luz,
we have fellowship one with
another.
And
otros.
The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses
Cristo
us from all sin.
De todo pecado.
So we got Hebrews 10. He write the blood of the covenant writes his word in my mind and in my heart. And here John is looking at a different angle of it. And he says, I have to be walking in God's manifested light to be under that blood. Then the blood cleanses me. Hebrews 10. There are your sins I will remember no more. Okay? What is the blood? It's the word. It's the word of life. It's a manifested word.
Es una palabra
it's
manifestada.
Coming under the spoken word.
Estamos bajo la palabra manifestada.
You with me?
Hablada.
Now, listen
entonces,
to this.
Ahora, escuche usted esto.
We just read this in Scripture.
Acabamos de leer esto en la Escritura.
Okay, this is... okay. Thinking man's filter.
El filtro okay. Del hombre que piensa.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
He's at the close of the... message. He's in his prayer.
Está al final de su mensaje, está en su oración.
This is the message
este es el mensaje
where he quotes
donde él cita
Numbers chapter 19.
Números 19.
You've heard all about the red heifer being okay, over to Israel, and they finally have five, I believe, now, so that they can start temple worship. The red heifer has to be, they're inspected every square inch of their body. It can't have any blemish. It can't have any spot. It has to be perfectly red. No white hairs mixed with it. It took them years. Now they have it. Now that red heifer is killed, and the ashes of that red heifer are taken outside the camp. Okay, and it's the waters of separation is those ashes of the red heifer. Brother Branham, this is where we're going, Pete. Why is it sealed? This is where, but I have to do this to get to there.
Okay.
The blood is the word, brothers and sisters. Is that clear in Scripture? Okay, the blood is the life. The blood is the life of God. The blood manifests itself. The light of God, when I'm under that light, the blood cleanses me. If I'm under the blood of the covenant, he writes his word. Where does he write it? here and here. And he says, okay, when I write my word there, I won't remember your sins anymore. Do you know how many people are being lied to every week? Totally lied to, and here we are. What did we read all those scriptures? Okay, now here's this message, and the text of this message is the waters of separation. And Ephesians chapter 5, the bride is going to be washed in the water of the word. Okay? Ephesians 5, washed in the water and presented. It doesn't say washed in the blood of the Lamb. It says washed by the water of the word. So the washing of the word cleanses me.
Are
you with me? That's the word of God. Okay, so here's the prophet. And the God of heaven,
y el Dios del cielo,
he's in prayer.
Está en oración.
May there be, not be one of them lost.
Que no haya ninguno de ellos perdido.
I claim them.
Yo los clamo,
everyone. Los
clamo, cada uno de ellos.
And hold before them,
y sostengo delante de
listen
ellos,
to this,
escucha usted esto,
the filter of from sin.
El filtro de pecado,
listen to this, please.
Escucha esto, por favor.
The filter from sin.
El filtro de pecado,
the waters of separation.
Las aguas de separación,
the blood of Jesus Christ.
La sangre de Jesucristo,
the word made flesh. There you go.
La sangre hecha carne.
The word made flesh is the blood of Jesus Christ.
La sangre de Jesucristo.
Well, didn't we just read that in 1 John?
No, huh? Leer eso en Primera de Juan.
We walk in the light.
Camino right? La luz, correcto?
As he is in the light,
así como es luz,
the blood of Jesus Christ
la sangre de Jesucristo
cleanses me from all sin.
Me limpia de todo pecado.
So here we are,
aquí nos encontramos,
and here's the prophet of the day.
El profeta del día.
Hold them, hold before them the filter from sin.
Lo sostengo de ellos delante
the waters of separation,
de filtro de de pecado,
the blood of Jesus Christ,
la sangre de
the word made flesh. Man, that's heavy.
Hecha.
That's just beautiful. You with me?
¿Está usted conmigo?
How about this?
¿Qué de esto?
Okay,
¿está bien?
Thinking Man's Filter,
el hombre,
Rapture Chapter 2. Okay,
número dos.
Here it is.
Aquí está.
We know this, it's a perfect place.
Es un lugar perfecto.
Hey, could you bring that up by any chance?
¿Podrías traer esto?
Just type in this word, perfect place calling you.
Escribe esta palabra, esta
1965.
Lugar perfecto llamándote. 1965.
Things that are to be.
Cosas que deberían de ser.
I'd like you to read it. If you see it, you'll
si tú lo miras,
then just mean reading. You'll remember it better. Yep. Excuse me? No, things that are to be. It's a perfect place calling you to that perfection. This has been on my heart. You will not understand this message unless you understand that the blood is the word. The blood is the life. The blood is the light.
Okay.
You won't understand anything that he's talking about. It's scripture. It's 100% scripture. Did you find it? Huh? Yes, sir. Paragraph 62. The second part of 62.
Segunda parte del 62. After no there exists.
Things that are to be.
Oh, but the other one.
Bless you, Philip. Thank you. Okay. Oh, but the other one is called My Father's House. I'll go and prepare a place. This is Rapture Chapter 2, Things That Are To Be.
Rapture Capítulo 2, cosas que me deben hacer.
Take you out of this pest house, deliver you into my father's house.
Sacarte de esta cosa de pez y llevarte hacia mi, la casa de mi padre.
There you are. Take
ahí
you
estás.
Out of this old earthly pest house.
Sacarte de esta pequeña terrenal casa de peste.
Okay, Philip, next part.
Keep going, 60D.
Oh, he's gone to prepare a place.
Él iba a preparar un lugar.
A perfect place.
Un lugar perfecto.
Where no evil exists.
Donde la maldad no existe.
No sickness.
No enfermedad existe.
No old age.
No.
No death.
No edad vieja, no muerte.
Yeah, nothing. It's
nada.
A perfect place calling you to that perfection.
A esa perfección.
You have to be perfect
y tú tienes que ser
to get there.
Para llegar ahí.
The Bible said so.
La Biblia lo dice.
Jesus said,
Jesús dijo,
be ye therefore perfect,
sean perfectos,
even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
En el cielo es perfecto.
It's a perfect
es un
kingdom.
Reino perfecto.
So it must be a perfect people
tiene
to come.
Que ser una gente perfecta que venga.
Because you have to stand
porque
and be married to the perfect Son of God.
A un hijo perfecto de Dios.
You must be a perfect bride.
Tiene que ser una novia perfecta.
So how can you do anything, do it through anything else but the perfect word of God? There you go. Which is what? Numbers 11:19. The waters of separation that washes from our sins. There you go, John. Amen. That's right. The blood of Jesus Christ. Think of it. There you go. Read it out loud. Dripping, bloody word.
La palabra.
Okay. The only way he could get that word into our hearts was his sacrifice on Calvary. He bled blood for me and you that brought the life of that blood of his life so it could come right into our hearts. You with me? It has to go on from the cross. Read it again, the yellow, together. The blood of Jesus Christ, think of it, the dripping, bloody word. Let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
Amen.
Amen.
Read it out loud.
Léalo conmigo.
The blood,
la sangre,
the word of God,
la palabra de Dios,
bleeding blood,
sangre,
to wash the bride in.
Para lavar la
Amen.
Novia. Amen.
She
sí,
stands
señor.
Perfect,
ella se para perfecta,
virgin,
virgen.
Hebrews 10, unadulterated. She never sinned in the
ella
first place.
Pecó en primer lugar.
She's trapped into
ella
it.
Fue atrapada
See
entre ello, ve?
The Father's house that he's gone
padre,
to prepare.
Que él ha ido a preparar.
Okay. This one come by sex. So he's talking of what did he come to prepare? Your theophany.
Su teofanía.
Your eternal body.
Su cuerpo eterno.
Do you see the love of the Lord Jesus?
Mm. El amor del Señor Jesús.
Do you see what a disservice it would be just to limit him?
No servicio bueno haríamos si no tuviéramos esto.
Limit him and confine him. He can. He died on the cross, and that's it.
Él murió en la cruz y eso es todo.
He died on the cross so he could bring you his life.
Él murió en la cruz para que él pudiera traer
he died on
la
the cross so he could write his word
para que él pudiera escribir su
in
palabra
my mind
en mi mente
and in my heart.
Y en mi corazón.
And that's the covenant that
y
he said he would do.
Que dice
and
que
that he
hora.
Would come
y cuando él venga,
down through seven church ages
a través de las siete edades de la iglesia,
and manifest himself.
Y manifestarse él mismo.
And when I see God
mira,
is light.
Dios es luz.
And when I walk in the light,
y cuando yo camino en la
as
luz,
he is the light,
así como él es la luz,
the blood of
la
Jesus Christ cleanses me from
me
all sin.
De todo pecado.
Okay,
¿está bien?
I hope that helps.
Espero que eso ayude.
I hope that helps
espero
us understand. Now you can look why this
mirar,
message,
porque este
why
mensaje,
the Spirit of God had to go on,
Dios
why the blood of Jesus Christ is
Cristo.
Not a past tense thing. The blood of Jesus Christ is very present tense.
Are
you with me? Say that out loud with me. The blood of Jesus Christ is present tense. The life of God, The Word of God,
la palabra de Dios,
becoming alive inside
a ser
of me,
vida dentro de mí,
making me Him.
Haciéndome a él.
Okay. Daniel, is that okay?
Does
that make sense, bud?
¿Tiene sentido, hermano?
We can't look backwards. The
no
blood of Jesus is present tense.
Cristo es tiempo presente.
It's alive.
Es la vida.
It's His life.
Es su vida.
It's His word.
Es su palabra.
It's His living word.
Es su palabra viva.
It's the Spirit of God.
Es Espíritu de Dios.
It's all of that.
Es todo eso.
There we go.
Ahí está.
All right.
Está bien.
So next week is communion, and I think we'll try to get back to my notes. I had to get this down because this foundation is so critical for all of us. Some of you, I know this is old hat. We've gone through these in more detail over the years. But you have to see in the Word. When you say, I'm under the blood, I know what I'm talking about.
Yo sé de lo que estoy hablando.
I can say it with Natalie making sense, honey.
Estoy haciendo este sentido.
I'm under the blood.
Estoy bajo la sangre.
What? I've seen Him. I've heard Him.
Escuché, lo escuché.
I know His word.
Yo conozco su
palabra. I've come under it.
Yo he venido okay? Bajo de ella.
And he sprinkled this with His blood, sprinkled this with His blood. It's a covenant of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. He's writing it in my heart. He's writing it. He said, if it's done, that's what my blood will do. Okay, I will say, your sins will be remembered no more. If I walk in the light, as He is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me. See all these different scriptures. They all have to fit together, don't they? Okay, musicians, let's... The blood is the word, is the spirit, is the life, is the manifestation. Perfectly word of God. All right. That's exactly right. I will pass over you. There's a good question. When I see the blood, how's he going to see the blood?
¿Cómo él va a mirar la sangre? Esa es una buena pregunta. When I see the blood. Cuando miro la sangre.
When he see, so I've always thought of this in the token message.
En el mensaje, okay. La señal, ¿está bien?
What is the token?
¿Qué es la señal?
It's the life.
La vida.
Christ Himself.
Cristo mismo.
Right?
Correcto.
So
entonces,
he says,
dice,
we must be under that token.
Tenemos que estar bajo esa señal.
So when he says, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Cuando él dice, cuando yo miro la sangre, pasaré okay. Sobre de ti.
When he looks down from
cuando él mira hacia abajo,
and he says, I'm looking over,
estoy mirando,
where is my token?
¿Dónde está mi señal?
Do you know what he's saying, Janelle?
¿Sabe lo que está diciendo, Janelle?
When I look down, Pam, I can't see you.
No te puedo mirar.
I
estás?
See my life. Right? I see my word alive. I see my Holy Spirit. There. That's it, John. Is that making sense? When he looks down, in this day, it's the angel of death is in the land. I'm looking down. I don't want to see you. I want to see me.
No te quiero mirar. Quiero mirarte.
Would you stand with me?
¿Separaría usted conmigo?
Christ our Redeemer died on the cross, died for the sinner, paid all his due. There you go. The blood of the Lamb, and I will pass over you. And I see the blood. I will pass over you. Chiefest of sinners, Jesus will save. There you go. All he has promised. Yes. What? Been for sin, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Judgment is coming, all will be there, each one receiving justly his due. Hide in the saving, sin cleansed. Boundless love, oh loving kindness, faithful and true. Find peace and shelter under the blood, and I will pass over you. When I see the blood, the blood, I will pass, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Do you love him?
Lo aman?
What grace, huh?
Qué gracia.
Isn't it amazing?
¿No es eso sublime?
That something happened in
algo
your heart.
Que pasa en el corazón de usted.
And something said yes to the word of God.
Sí a la palabra de Dios.
Something said amen to the word of God.
Amen a la palabra
something
de Dios.
Put you under
algo
it in obedience.
De ello,
I heard it, but I come
escuché,
under it.
Pero vine bajo de ello.
It's my authority.
Es mi autoridad,
and so that's
dice.
Why Brother Branham says you don't belong
dice,
to a church.
No pertenecemos a una
you belong
iglesia.
To a kingdom.
Usted pertenece a un reino.
He's the king and you're
él
the subjects.
Usted
right?
Es el rey, ustedes son los súbditos.
And so what? The riches
las riquezas
of that blood,
de esa sangre,
the life of God,
la vida de Dios,
coming out with the angel of death in the land,
con el ángel de la muerte
we can
en la
be
tierra,
assured
podemos estar
seguros, that angel of death cannot touch.
Que el ángel de la muerte no,
okay,
no
now remember,
ahora recuerde,
listen, brothers and
escuchen,
sisters,
y hermanas,
you apply it to your home.
Usted aplíquela a su
the token
casa.
Was for the home.
La señal es
you
para
apply
el
it
hogar.
To your home.
Apliquen
you
a
apply
su
it
casa,
to your children.
A sus hijos.
Hey, listen,
hey,
brothers
escucha,
and sisters, doesn't
hermanos,
Isaiah say
no, Isaiah
them
dice,
and their seed with them? Isn't that what it says?
No, lo que él dice.
Okay, I don't know how.
No sé cómo.
But he's going to do it because the word says so.
Porque su palabra lo dice.
You claim them in the name usted of Jesus Christ.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Cristo. Reclame a sus hijos.
He is love.
Él es amor.
He won't lose a one, will he?
Amen.
Okay, Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, what a great sacrifice you did, Father. And you don't only just die, but you came down, Father, and yet you still went down and prayed to the souls down there, Father.
Amen. Yeah, you did.
Oh, boy. Infinite God.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracious God.
wonderful God you are.
Amen.
What we are the man that you can just look down and see us, well. Something deep inside you, that little piece of you, Father, that is more than 10,000 words. Thank you for everything that you have done, Father, and that you will do to accomplish. And what a day that's going to be, Father. But we're not going to see like a shadow no more, but we will see face to face, Father. We hear and we'll see things that you have prepared for us. Thank you. Bless my brothers and sisters, Father. Anchor your word in them. Write them in their hearts and in their minds, Father. And let it be their ultimate should be just that. Nothing else but your word. We ask all those things in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask, Father. Amen.
God bless you. Sister Pam, is Ron sick? Is he back? I thought he was better.
He's better. He's fine.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
He was okay. Tired. All is well? Anybody need prayer for anything?
¿Alguien necesita oración para algo?
Do you love the Lord?
Amén, Señor.
Go spread that love to everybody around you. Everybody needs it. There's people out there that need his love. Spread it. That's what we're here for. Tell everybody about
them. Dígale a todos acerca de yo.
Jesus loves them.
Dios los, Jesús los ama.
I got to tell you a quick story.
Les voy a decir
sit
una
down.
Historia. Siéntense. ¿Sabe?
You know, there's a scripture in John chapter 3.
Juan,
the wind blows where it wills and nobody knows where it came from or where it's going.
El viento vuela y... La gente no sabe
and so are they that are born of the Spirit. Hey, Derek, doesn't that make sense? how does your life make sense to people that you know?
¿Cómo hace esto sentido?
So here I am,
aquí
and
me encuentro.
I have all these plans.
Y tengo todos tus planes.
If you want to, I heard a bumper sticker. I saw it one day that said, if you want to make God laugh, tell him what you're going to do tomorrow.
Si quieres hacer que Dios se ríe, dile que tú vas a hacer mañana.
Yeah.
Si quieres que Dios se ríe, dile que tú planeas hacer mañana.
She accepted Jesus, and I was so happy for her. I said, I'm glad for you, but I know where I'm going.
Pero yo sé a dónde voy.
Don't ever say that.
Nunca digas eso.
So,
entonces,
long story short,
I
quit everything that I'm headed for and come to Jesus.
Yo paré todo lo que estaba haciendo,
he is everything.
Y vine a Jesús. Él lo es todo.
I mean that. He's everything.
Y quiero decir de eso de corazón. Él lo es todo.
So, next thing I know, I'm pumping gas in Mary's dad's gas station. It's quite a switch from opera lessons, you know, teaching. Okay. So there's a man there.
Ahí hay un hombre ahí.
Filthy language.
Con un lenguaje sucio, carnal.
Rough, crude. Oh, and I had to work with him and every day, Lord Jesus,
help me. Ayúdame.
And the Lord put it on my heart.
Y el Señor lo puso en mi corazón.
You have to tell this man.
Tú tienes que decirle a este hombre.
I love him.
Que lo amo.
I died for him.
Que morí por él.
Finally, the day came.
Finalmente el día llegó.
And we had to detail a car, clean it all up inside and out. And I was... Go work with this guy. I can't even remember his name. That was 50 years ago.
De este hombre.
And
y
we got the outside done.
Y terminamos la parte exterior de la limpieza del carro.
I get in the back seat. He's in the front seat. And he's washing
en
the window.
Atrás,
everything.
Y él está adelante, en el asiento delante, y lo limpiamos.
And he's cussing away. He can't even say a sentence without.
Y él estaba maldiciendo. Y no podía decir ni una oración sin maldecir.
I think his name was Charlie. Yeah.
Creo que su nombre era Charlie.
All of a sudden,
de repente,
I said, Charlie.
Dije, Charlie.
You're using a name that loves you and dragging it through the dirt.
Tú estás tomando ese nombre,
el
cual te ama, y lo estás arrastrando por el suelo. ¿Sabes que Jesús te ama?
And he died for you.
¿Y que Él murió por ti?
You know what happened?
¿Sabe usted qué pasó?
He froze.
Él se frizó.
I mean,
quiero decir, así.
And I thought he was going to punch me.
Pensé que él me iba a golpear.
He froze motionless.
No, sin movimiento, él se quedó.
Turned
se
around.
Frizó, se volteó.
Nobody's ever told me that before.
Nunca nadie antes me había dicho esto antes.
I've never heard that.
Yo nunca escuché eso.
And you know what?
¿Sabe qué?
I never saw him again.
Nunca lo miré, no más.
Next day he didn't come back to work. That
no
was the end of the
trabajar.
Work day.
But
a seed was sown. And he was in God's hands. Who knows?
Y él está en las manos de Dios.
Just think of that. I want you to stop and think.
Quiero que pare y piense.
How many people around you
¿Cuánta gente alrededor de usted?
Have never heard
Nunca he escuchado.
The simplicity of the gospel.
La simplicidad del evangelio de Jesús.
Isn't that tragic?
¿Es eso trágico, triste?
Yeah.
Sí.
Be a light.
Sea luz.
Be a light. To those.
Aquellos.
Who are the roughest and toughest.
Son los más duros.
Who you want to run from, go tell them.
De quien usted está corriendo, huyendo de ellos. Vaya y dígales. Sí.
God bless you.
Dios les bendiga.